Both wireless officers worked tirelessly until 2 a.m. sending distress signals. The Captain Smith informed them that they had done their duty and ordered them to abandon ship. While Bright took the opportunity to throw flotation devices into the water to help others, Phillips remained at his post in the wireless room, sending distress signals until the final minute of the liner sinking. Although Phillips managed to climb onto the upturned lifeboat buoy, he sadly passed away and slipped into the water. Thankfully, Harold Bright survived the event. He died in 1956.